Willie McDaniel, It Happened Here. Before he was found, murdered on the land that he called his home, he was someone's neighbor, probably a reminder of home for them, probably a safe space to borrow a cup of sugar, to build community together, probably worked side by side with them, shared meals and space and time with them. Before he was murdered on the land where he lived with them, he was someone's husband, partner in life. He probably loved on and hugged on, cherished his wife, made special moments with her, planned a future, a family. Before he was a victim of a vicious attack, he was somebody's life mate, someone's family. He was Willie McDaniel. It was a summer Saturday in June when he went to Mel Greer, the white landowner who was his landlord, to request that Greer pay him for work he and his wife had done. It was a summer day in June when McDaniel simply requested his payment, a black man asking to be paid for his labor. Greer refused, entered into a scuffle with McDaniel, ran back to his house, and pulled out his gun. Willie McDaniel did what anyone would do in the situation, seeking to save his own life. McDaniel would run, a man on a mission. Greer was on the hunt, ripped through the land searching for McDaniel, questioning neighbors, and even considered filing a warrant with the police. And the very next morning, a sad Sunday morning, a little black girl would find Willie McDaniel face down on the ground, broken neck and bruised wrist, 22 years old, murdered, deceased. The coroner's report said he died of a broken neck. The news headlines 2 days later read, "Dead Negro's friends claimed he was lynched." By July 4th, news article says they found a hanging tree. Not a soul called to justice, not a murderer named. Another instance of a tree holding hostage lifeless strange fruit. Another family left to find ways to heal through the pain. Before Willie McDaniel was a lynching victim, he was running for his life. Greer was never arrested, but arrested and imprisoned would be McDaniel's neighbors and his wife. Therein exists an unjust truth that is too jagged to swallow, yet evident to comprehend. Greer held the power because Greer owned the land. Though no one was ever charged with his murder, and some of the details remain unclear, there is no denying a man was lynched on these grounds that we walk on, laying lifeless moments from his home. It happened here.